We are back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is 9:35 and time for segment number three of our program. And we turn it over now to Sarah Duggan. She is the Community Relations Director out of Meadowlark, and she's going to be talking to us about the Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Manhattan. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm good. We're getting excited for the Walk to End Alzheimer's, which is set for October 23rd. So not this Saturday, the following Saturday. And we're going to be in City Park again this year. So an outdoor event. And so we're hoping for really good weather, of course. I've been involved with the walk as a representative of Meadowlark since they brought it to Manhattan. It used to be the closest one was in Topeka. And so a lot of us would travel to participate in the walk. So it's exciting to have that right here in our backyard as an opportunity to get together and support the Alzheimer's Association and the things they're doing, and see what others are doing in the community to make a difference for people living with Alzheimer's and dementia.
All right, now this is a fundraiser, and tell us kind of how the funds are used to support the Alzheimer's Association.
So the main things that the Alzheimer's Association are focused on with their funds are care, support, and research. So their ultimate goal is to find a cure. And before every walk, there's a flower ceremony where they kind of talk about, who's been affected in the different ways. And toward the end of the ceremony, we do have a child that holds up a white flower, and that's to signify the first survivor. So those are the biggest things. I'm sorry, I didn't expect to get emotional about that. Is looking for a cure. They also provide a lot of support, both education and to caregivers that they can utilize to better support their people living with the disease.
Well, it's okay to get emotional because this is something that affects a lot of folks. We were talking before the show. We've known people that have been impacted, whether it's a family member, a friend, and it really it's sad. It's sad that Alzheimer's exists. It would be great if we could find a cure for it, but we have so many loved ones, and we don't want them to be afflicted by this horrible disease.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of people in our Manhattan community and organizations that support our community members with trying to live well and navigate Alzheimer's and dementia, all forms of the disease, in a way that enhances their life.
So let's talk about, we've already raised quite a bit of money here for the local race. It looks like 70% of the goal has been achieved so far. How do people, do you like teams or something? If I remember right, we did a team at a place I used to work at in Nebraska.
Sure. Yes, you can. It's not too late to start a team, first of all. And then as you're forming your team or joining a team, you're invited to raise funds. And you get prizes along the way for meeting various goals. But that's how we get a lot of the funds raised for the mission of the Alzheimer's Association. And then another way is through sponsorships. And we do have a lot of sponsors, local sponsors, that have already committed to a specific level and donated money. And so that's included in our so far $63,000 raised, which is about 70% of our goal.
That's really good. That's awesome to hear that I already got that much raised. And for anybody who raises a minimum of $100, it looks like they receive a t-shirt.
Yes, they do. This year, those will be mailed. In the past, they've you've picked them up there, but they'll be mailed if you've raise that, ahead of time. If you meet that by walk day, they'll be mailed after the walk.
Okay, very good. How's Meadowlark tied into this? I know you guys kind of have Alzheimer's is a passion of Meadowlark out there.
Yeah, we memory care is a big part of what we do here at Meadowlark, and other senior living communities here in Manhattan. MetaLark is very passionate about supporting the Alzheimer's Association and partnering with them, especially in areas of education. We our own memory program, which Michelle Hobb and Bridget Larkin lead, have worked together to resource some of those education opportunities for people at MetaLark and in the surrounding region. And then, of course, we have living areas that specialize in memory care, both here on our Manhattan campus and then in Riley, Kansas, at our Home Plus location.
Okay. Well, let's talk about when the event gets going here. Saturday, a week from tomorrow, October 23rd, the venue opens at 8, and then ceremonies at 9, and then the walk begins at 9:05.
Yeah, immediately following that ceremony, we'll start the walk. It's about a mile long, and it is actually going to go through Aggieville this year, which is a new feature to the walk. So usually we would walk around the sidewalk perimeter of City Park. So we will go through Aggieville, and we have several Aggieville merchants that are either donating a portion of their proceeds on the day of the walk or offering participants a discount as a part of that experience. And some of those include Kites, J Salon, and Pandora World Ice Cream.
Okay. One thing I always like to see at these walks is the different Promise Garden flowers that people will have, and they each signify a different thing.
Mm-hmm. They sure do. So when you arrive to the walk, which you don't have to pay to participate. So if you'd like to sign up and aren't able to raise funds, we still invite you to come on out. And you would then select a flower to hold during the ceremony and throughout the walk. Purple is for those who have lost someone to Alzheimer's. Yellow is for those caring with someone with Alzheimer's. Orange is for those supporting the cause, and blue is for those living with Alzheimer's or other dementia.
Okay, very good. Well, anything we haven't highlighted here that you want to make sure to get out there to the public?
Nothing outside of it's still not too late to register. All the way up to walk day, we are excited to get people out and about, especially after many months of not doing that. It'll be a nice safe environment for us to get together, being outdoors and spread out as we complete the walk and support the Alzheimer's Association and what they're doing.
All right, it's a great event, and if you've never participated, it's a lot of fun. It's one of the easier ones, I feel like, because you can walk, you don't have to run. So
we have all
these 5Ks, so now we get one where we can just kind of take it easy and honor our loved ones who are suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia. Well, Sarah, it's always good to talk to you here, and we appreciate all the great work you guys do at MetaLark.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's going to wrap up segment number 3. Stay tuned. We're going to hear about the Wamego Honor Flight coming up next on News Radio KMAN.